Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. All right, thanks, Scott Shannon. Hour two, Sean Hannity's show, toll-free, it's 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. We have now spent a lot of time talking about something I never thought we'd see in this country in terms of a U.S. president abandoning our closest ally, Israel, after the worst terror attack in the history of that country, an unprovoked attack with, you know, what would be the equivalent of losing 40,000 Americans in a single day based on extrapolations of population of between Israel and the U.S. And we now have a radicalized extreme leftist party that is demanding that basically Joe Biden abandon our ally in their war against terrorists. Hamas is a terror organization. They have in their charter the call for the destruction of Israel. And Joe Biden, for a long time now, has been putting a lot of pressure on Prime Minister Netanyahu to stop its war against terrorism, which puts the entire country of Israel in jeopardy. They are fighting not only the Hamas terrorists in the south in Gaza, but Hezbollah has ratcheted up their rocket attacks in the north in Israel, and they have been living under the threat of further Iranian involvement. They've been involved from the beginning. They helped plot and plan and scheme the Quds forces, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard forces. They were involved in the training and providing munitions to all of these terror groups, be it the Houthi rebels out of Yemen or Hezbollah in Lebanon or Hamas in Gaza. They've been helping all of them. And now that some of the top generals that were active and involved in the plotting and the scheming and the planning of what happened October 7th, well, Israel had a chance to take out some of those leaders, and they did. And now they're threatening, the Iranians are threatening to go further. Now, the Iranians have a lot more money because Joe Biden has turned a blind eye to the sanctions that were in place, forbidding them from selling their oil on the world market. They're making $100 billion since Joe Biden's been president, according to estimates. On top of that, waiving sanctions on the issue of Iraq paying $10 billion to the Iranian mullahs, on top of Joe being willing to pay $6 billion in a ransom payment. You just can't make this up. But Joe Biden, well, he didn't get 100,000 Democratic primary votes in the state of Michigan, and a lot of those votes coming out of Dearborn. And here we have, recent comments chanting of death to America out of Dearborn, Michigan. Listen.
America! 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 America!
Death to America, death to America. Anyway, here to weigh in on all of this, we have Tudor Dixon, former gubernatorial candidate for Michigan and host of the Tudor Dixon podcast on iHeartRadio, Sarah Carter, Fox News, investigative reporter, journalist covering the front lines of the Middle East. She recently got back from a long trip in Israel, meeting with the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. She knows what's going on the ground. All of this, he is now put, Joe Biden will capitulate to the radicals in his party because of his blind ambition and throw Israel down the stairs. And now Israel must go it alone, which they will do. And I think they will win their war against terrorism in spite of all the obstacles and all the knives that Bibi has gotten in the back by Joe Biden. Sarah, what's going on there?
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. And I did get that opportunity to spend over an hour with Prime Minister Netanyahu as well as Ambassador Ron Dermer. And they talked about the situation in Israel right now with the United States, and especially the fact that the Biden administration has been working diligently to undermine Prime Minister Netanyahu in their time of need. I mean, I think Prime Minister Netanyahu is very adamant that they're going to go into Rafah, that they were going to clear the last four battalions of Hamas. But listen, the importance of this to the American public is not about a fight somewhere thousands of miles overseas. This is about a fight for the United States of America, Sean. The front line against terrorism really is our ally in the Middle East, our only true ally, which is Israel. And once we turn our back on Israel, and if we do turn our back on Israel, and if Israel cannot defeat Iran, then it's going to be our defeat. Because Israel to Iran is, of course, and people say it over and over again, and I'm going to say it again, is the little Satan. We're the great Satan. And all you have to do is look at what's happening in the United States and see how people are being radicalized here in this country. There's anti-Semitism that is growing. There's radicalization inside Dearborn, Michigan, and you see the people marching through the streets screaming, Intifada, Intifada. You saw the people in my face on your show late at night. I mean, those situations where you have 1,000 people marching through New York City, and they're screaming, and they're screaming that they are going to take down the radical Zionist pigs, that it's going to be the end of Israel, or from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. That doesn't mean that the Palestinians will be free. They're not saying that. What they're saying is they want the destruction and the elimination of Israel. And when the U.S. government turns its back on its only ally, it's literally turning its back on itself, because we have a wide open border. We have terrorists in this country, and we know it because our FBI has admitted to it, and we are under direct threat ourselves. And that was the reason why I went to Israel. I went to Israel not just because Israel is our ally, we need to listen to them, not just because they're asking for assistance and aid from the United States, but what is the threat to us? What is our national security risk? Because right now, the Middle East and the rest of the world is verging towards a third world war. And if we don't pay attention to what is happening, we're going to be dragged in there, whether we like it or not. And believe me, the enemy is right here at home.
In your state of Michigan, Tudor Dixon, 18.9% of Democratic primary voters, over 100,000 of them, did not vote for Joe Biden. I understand you have a sort of none of the above option. And it was all based on this particular vote. Now, today's New York Post had an interesting headline. It is Joe Court's Hate America Vote and how he's appeasing Democrats that love Hamas. And in the end, what he's really done here is he is now choosing Hamas in this confrontation over just simply doing what anybody with any sense of moral clarity would do, and that is stand on the side of freedom-loving victims of terrorism. It takes my breath away that an American president would do this.
Well, Joe Biden is choosing personal power over the safety of the American people, and he has a problem because we have what is called the uncommitted vote. That's the vote that you're talking about in Michigan. And he has a problem. He had 100,000 people go uncommitted. And it wasn't just in Dearborn where you saw that. It was in Ann Arbor where you have students at the University of Michigan. It was in Lansing where you have students at Michigan State. those people have turned against him, and he is so concerned with power that he is willing to put us in a massive national security disaster. What Sarah was saying is so important, because you have Hamas sidled up with Iran. I mean, let's face it, Iran is paying for them. They are connected to China, the two biggest threats to the United States of America. Joe Biden is capitulating to them for votes right now. And his biggest problem is his co-chair, who is governor of the state of Michigan, has no ability to manage in a crisis. She is completely incompetent when it comes to actually leading. If she's not talking to someone below the waist, she cannot function in society or as a leader. And so that is her. That is Joe Biden's problem in the state of Michigan right now. He's hoping Gretchen Whitmer can come in here. She hasn't even commented. The mayor of Deer.
She has never condemned this in her own state.
Never. You have Democrat congresswomen in the state of Michigan who have condemned it. You have the mayor of Dearborn who has condemned it. And Gretchen Whitmer is still tweeting about abortion. If you look at her Twitter account, her X account, the last seven tweets are about abortion. She hasn't even commented on this. She's in desperate straits right now because she's a one-trick pony, and Donald Trump just took her trick away. She doesn't know what she's going to do to deliver Michigan for Joe Biden. And again, this goes, it's power up the chain, because if Gretchen Whitmer delivers Michigan, she believes she'll be president in 2028. She's going to be running it in 2029. She doesn't understand how to get the votes, so she's going to think that if she's silent, She puts the people of Michigan in danger, and she puts the American people in danger, she can protect Joe Biden and his power. That's how twisted these people are.
Well, the question is, has anybody in the media in your state of Michigan not pressed the governor to give an answer why she has not condemned the chanting in Dearborn of death to America? Are the votes of the 18.9%, the over 100,000 people on this specific issue, is that more important than standing against radical Islamic terrorism? Because that's the choice they're making here. And in the end, they're aiding and abetting the terrorist group Hamas over protecting our ally, our friend, the victim of terror, Israel, in this case. And by the way, anybody that has died in this conflict, you can blame Hamas that started the entire conflict.
Sean, it only took 19 terrorists on September 11th to change the trajectory of the United States of America for over 20 years. I want people to understand this. What Al-Qaeda did on September 11th, and, you know, some people are young, they're listening, they don't remember it. I vividly remember watching it on television as it was happening. There were so many family members and people that were in New York City when it actually happened. But what happened to the United States was 20 years, America's longest war. Israel retaliated against some of the most horrific attacks it has ever witnessed against children and women and families unarmed by these terrorists who were backed, just as was stated, backed by Iran. And now the United States is saying, hey, wait a minute, you can't respond to the threats happening to your own country. Well, at the same time, this president, President Biden, has opened the borders wide open and has allowed people to pour in from all across the globe into the United States unfettered. We are at the biggest risk we have ever been in since September 11th, and I would argue even more than pre-September 11th. So I think that the United States right now is in a predicament, and if the U.S. does not back Israel, which is really the front line right now against extremism, we are in for a very rude awakening. And people like Governor Whitmer, President Biden, they are the greatest threat right now to us, because they are not speaking up and they are not defending our nation and they are not standing by our allies.
Quick break. More with Sarah Carter, Tudor Dixon on the other side. We'll get to your calls. Also, we'll check in with Congresswoman Victoria Sparks. You may not know, she is the first Ukrainian-American member of Congress. We'll talk more about Israel and the Ukraine funding issue as we continue. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo, And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his burner from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a burner was no problem for him. And he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance, and burner is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of burner. Now, burner is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to burner, watch their videos, burner, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his burner from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a burner was no problem for him. And he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance, and burner is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of burner. Now, burner is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to burner, watch their videos, burner, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Continue our final moments with Tudor Dixon and Sarah Carter as we now discuss Joe Biden abandoning Israel, pursuing his blind political ambition and giving in to the radicals that run his Democratic Party these days. These countries that hate us, our top geopolitical foes, they've got to be looking at this and just amazed at how stupid this president is, because he's really that ignorant. Add to that, you know, tens of thousands of people coming from China and Russia and Iran and Syria and Egypt and Afghanistan. We know there has to be terror cells plotting, planning and scheming because of the nearly 10 million unvetted Joe Biden immigrants on top of all of this. And that it's now a matter of what day it happens, when, not if. The if part is gone. It's now a fait accompli. I pray I'm wrong. I know I'm not, Sarah. We have about 45 seconds.
I don't think you are wrong, Sean, at all. And I do believe that we are in for a very rude awakening. And, you know, I think the only blessing that we have is that we have an election coming up in 7 months. And come November, if the United States and the American people so choose, we'll have somebody else new in office and our trajectory will change. If it doesn't, God help us.
God help everybody and God help the people of Israel. I'll tell you that. Victoria Sparks, who will join us in just a moment, happens to be the first Ukrainian-American member of Congress, did an interview, I noticed, on Sirius XM on Breitbart, and anyway, said about Joe Biden, how can you fail so badly at everything? Kind of how I feel. Listen.
That's right. Listen, he liked cartels, take our southern border. I mean, we're not controlling our border. It's true invasion over there. He led Putin to advance in Europe where we have a major war. Now he's letting Hamas to destabilize with Iran, the Middle East, and they're almost getting, you know, nuclear weapons. And we have China on the move and advancing, infiltrated our economy, our finances, buying our land and try to take down. They took down manufacturing, mining, and now they try to come after farming and failed energy policy. It's a disaster. It truly is. If you look at every policy issue, it's almost like I'm not sure this is a level of politics and competency or truly in intent. And I do not know, but when you look at that, how can you fail so badly at everything? You know, I think this is terrible. And now we have a lot of crises and now we have a lot of problems. A lot of people are dying, costing a lot of money. We really have our country in a very dangerous situation right now.
Now, if you listen to the president today, he's so out of touch with reality that he's actually trying to proclaim how great the economy is doing in spite of it driving David Axelrod and other, well, I would say more cognitively aware and a lot smarter people in the Democratic Party that understand his radicalism is not getting him far and outright lying is not going to get him over the finish line, how stupid it is. But this is what he said with the Japanese prime minister earlier today.
Well, I do stand by my prediction that before the year is out, there'll be a rate cut. This may delay it a month or so. I'm not sure of that. We don't know what the Fed is going to do for certain. But look, we have dramatically reduced inflation from 9% down to close to 3%. We're in a situation where we're better situated than we were when we took office, where inflation was skyrocketing. And we have a plan to deal with it, whereas the opposition, my opposition, talks about two things. They just want to cut taxes for the wealthy and raise taxes on other people. And so I think they have no plan. Our plan is one I think is still sustainable.
It's just the whole group of lies that we've been highlighting on this program today. Oh, they want to give tax breaks for the rich and tax the poor. No, that's not true. My predecessor and his MAGA friends, you know, they want to terminate the Affordable Care Act. Well, none of the promises they made ever came to fruition. Just the opposite happened, as people like me were warning you would happen. And guess what? They're killing millions of Americans. No, they're not. I mean, lie after lie after lie. And the only reason for that is they can't say, look at how great the economy's working right now. Look at how great the border's working. Look at how we have made American cities and small towns safe and secure. Can you name a single thing that you can point to? Can you think of one thing that Joe Biden has implemented in terms of policy that you would say has been a great success? Because I can't, and neither can Victoria Spartz, who is with us. Victoria, welcome back to the program. Congresswoman, how are you?
Good. Thank you for having me, Sean.
All right. Well, so I agree with you completely. How can you fail so badly? And maybe that's probably the main reason why Joe Biden pretty much has to lie about his record and basically smear, slander, besmirch, attack all things Trump, all things conservative, and just make Adam Schiff up right out of thin air. None of it is true, but he just keeps saying it. Is that a formula for a successful reelection?
Well, listen, it seems like it works for him, but I think American people are waking up, because maybe in his D.C. bubble, you know, everything is great, and probably, you know, his son and his family, Hunter, doing all great, funneling money from oligarchs, but most Americans are getting hurt by bad policies, whether it's on spending, whether it's energy policy, whether it's dealing on China, whether it's not dealing with supply chain dependency. I think it's really... And it's kind of hypocritical, because under, you know, Obama and Biden, they actually created loopholes for rich and their billionaire friends not to pay taxes. So they're lying, you know. You know, they want to make sure that they destroy middle class by increasing our taxes, by destroy, you know, the low-income people and fixed-income people by having inflation, which is highly regressive tax. And then they will have billionaires on top having all of us puppets. It's a true socialism. And you have billionaires on top, close to him, and then everyone else is equally poor. And that's what they're doing. And unfortunately, they advanced very far.
You said in a recent interview that it's disgraceful what the Biden administration is doing by abandoning Israel and other allies. I think you're 100% right, but we know why he's abandoning them. He's abandoning them because the radicals that run his party basically have now taken the side of the people that started this war in an unprovoked terrorist attack, the largest in Israel's history. And Joe Biden has been pressuring Israel to retreat from a real war on terror. And meanwhile, their very existence and survival is hanging in the balance. I would imagine that, you know, there's got to be, is there anybody when you walk the halls of Congress, anybody you run into on the other side of the aisle that thinks that is asinine and insane and dangerous?
Unfortunately, very big radical money on their side, you know, intimidated all Democrats. And unfortunately, a lot of them now really, you know, align with a very radical agenda. But think about, Sean, about the implications, right? What is going to happen now, you know, with adversaries like China? They're going to say, look at the United States. You know, you stick with me and Russia, we'll enslave you with money. Russia will give you cheap weapons. But look at Americans. They're abandoning the strongest ally, Israel, and the Middle East, the only democracies that always stood with us. What is going to happen? Now a lot of these countries are going to think, oh, should we stand with Americans or not? The implications on our national security and foreign policy are so significant, and we're dealing with very dangerous world. There was a lot of terrorists, and this is really embarrassing for us, but it also has significant national security implications.
Yeah, well, I think it does as well. Quick break, more with Congresswoman Victoria Spartz of Indiana. By the way, the first Ukrainian-American member of Congress. Then we'll get to your calls coming up, 800-941-SHAWN, as we continue.
The left wants to silence Hannity. Don't let it happen. Make the commitment now. 3 hours every day at 3 p.m. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
We'll be right back.
All right, we continue now with Victoria Spartz of Indiana. She is the first Ukrainian member of Congress. Now, as the only, actually not just the only, you're the first Ukrainian American member of Congress. I'm sure you take great interest in what has been going on after Vladimir Putin invaded your country. I'm sure you were not particularly happy after Crimea was annexed when Biden was vice president and Obama was president in 2014. You see now that the United States has given over 80 plus billion dollars, and now they're talking about another 60 or so billion dollars. Nothing near that amount of money has gone to Israel and their war, very real war on terror. What do you think America's role in both of these conflicts ought to be?
Well, listen, Sean, if we don't have peace through strength, we're in trouble. But unfortunately, you know, the war, actually, Russia invaded Ukraine in 2014 when Biden and Obama were in charge, and they did nothing about it. They violated Budapest memorandums that were assurances, you know, in exchange for Ukraine giving up nuclear weapons. And they did nothing about it. They give blankets. They send blankets to Ukraine. It's a joke what they've been doing. And then Russia advanced even further. So I, you know, if someone understands the situation, listen, I'm a CPA, so I ran to fix healthcare and fiscal issues, which are really terrible, and border security. But I understood that we need to do something. We cannot let China, Iran, Russia advance. You know, and that's why 2 years ago I told, like, we cannot have blank checks. We need to have a strategy. We took down Soviet Union when we had a strategy. We didn't just do it with weapons. You have to have energy strategy. You need to have economic strategy, which President Trump actually done a lot of good, you know, to keep peace and for Putin not to move. But unfortunately, this administration is so weak. When I tried questioning accountability, how dear Congress will ask accountability? They dragged me through mud that I'm somehow pro-Kremlin, Russian assets, political, and CNN were writing hit pieces on me. I couldn't believe that. This is really disgraceful what's happening. And I said, we don't do it, we'll have more wars. Unfortunately, I was right. And now we can need to really figure out what to do, because this is a serious situation. Europeans have to be pushed to do much more. And actually, Trump did push much more, but they're still not there. I think, you know, this administration should never have slush funds. And I'll give you one example. A lot of people don't realize. You know, I actually put it in legislation to tell which countries and companies are getting all this money, and they took it out from NDAA. But I know for a fact that $1 billion from Ukrainian aid was given to Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen, who were taken from the terrorist list and now attacking our ships. What kind of foreign policy is that?
I don't know what kind of policy it is, but this is the media mob's favorite go-to line, that Republicans, conservatives are pushing Russian propaganda. Meanwhile, it was the FBI, not once, but now on two occasions, vouch for informants. In the first case, it was Christopher Steele. Now, if you recall, Hillary Clinton funneled money through a law firm, Perkins Coie, that hired a op research firm that hired former MI6 agent Christopher Steele. And he was deemed highly credible as a source for the FBI, blah, blah, blah. It turns out he puts together a series of documents. They become known as the dossier. The dossier now has been completely debunked, but the FBI was standing behind Christopher Steele the entire time, and James Comey himself even signed 3 of the 4 FISA warrants, and the bulk of information was that Hillary Clinton bought and paid for a dirty Russian dossier. Then they did it again more recently with this Alexander Smirnov guy. If you remember, we heard about a 1023 form that talked about Biden family corruption. And by the way, there's plenty of corruption. And this guy was named as one of the most respected and highest paid informants the FBI ever had, highly trusted, according to Christopher Wray. Well, it turns out not the case, and now he's been indicted. How does the FBI get it wrong, and why does the media constantly buy into all of this Russian propaganda lie when not see that Vladimir Putin, why don't they see him for who he is? He's a thug, a murdering dictator. Now, with that said, too, Victoria, I got to look at how America's been helping. I don't think Europe has stepped up enough to protect their own continent. I think it's their first responsibility, not ours. Number two, Joe Biden from day one put handcuffs on President Zelensky. Remember, he wouldn't allow him to get 28 MiGs from Poland when they were offering those MiGs to them. Then, of course, was lecturing Zelensky on what weapons he can use and not use. But he has an insatiable appetite to send billions and billions to Ukraine and next to nothing to Israel. Can you explain that?
Well, listen, I can explain a lot of things, and a lot of you are 100% right. And Jake Sullivan, who was the one who were not approved and slow working all of the aid. And we cannot have this never-ending war. It costs a lot of money, but a lot of lives. But also a lot of people don't realize a lot of this, you know, dossier, steel dossier and collusions actually was financed by some Russian oligarchs. The same thing, Hunter Biden works for some Ukrainian oligarchs with Russian connections that connected to top people close to Putin. That is very strange to me. Or working people, you know.
Are you talking about Elena Baturina or another oligarch?
Even the oligarch that he was, working for, for him, he's a Ukrainian oligarch that used to work for Yanukovych, Sozbochevsky. So he's actually worked on the government of Yanukovych. That's the government that is hiding in Russia right now under Putin. He was a minister of energy under him. And this is the people that, right, they were killing people that were protesting against the tyrannical government, right, on Maidan in Ukraine. So there are a lot of very strange things that are happening with Biden money. And it seems like they're very involved with very corrupt enterprises.
Yeah, I know Ukraine is used to giving away millions of dollars to people that are addicted to hard drugs with no knowledge and energy, like Hunter Biden and Burisma, millions of dollars. Anyway, we appreciate your thoughts. Victoria Sparks, thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Sean.
All right, we got to face facts. America is not the same country that we grew up in and once knew. Violent crime, you see it every day. It is spiking at an alarming rate. Police departments have been, crushed because of the defund, dismantle, no bail laws. The media, they don't even want to tell you about it. Meanwhile, the emergency response times all around the country as a result of all of this is doubled and in some cases even worse. It's a harsh reality to face, but ignoring this reality puts you and your loved ones at risk. Now, thankfully, we have groups like the USCCA, and they have now partnered with the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico, and they have prepared something that they want to give you absolutely free. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide. Now you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals, protect your home and your business, self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as firearm drills that may very well save your life. And you want to find out more about it? If you want to get your Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, you can get it for free. You can download it. Go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll get instant access. That's uscca.com/Hannity. Do it now. You won't regret it. In this day and age, everybody needs to be ready.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.